We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 10:05 here on a Friday morning. As Sam Stevie said, it feels like zero outside, so hope everybody is staying warm today. I wanted to start off talking about one of my favorite things to ever talk about, which is traffic. And it's the idea that Overland Park leaders have to improve traffic on one of the most, actually the most congested four-lane highway in the state. And what they think you would be willing to do in order to help with the traffic problems there. So the Kansas City Star had this story, and it's because Mayor Carl Gerlach out of Overland Park gave his State of the City address this week. If you ever travel that part of 69 Highway, let's say from, they're talking about 103rd to 151st streets. I would even say going a little bit further north, all the way to 75th Street. That's insane. It's if you don't ever have to deal with it, you're lucky, because that's a crazy, crazy stretch of highway to ever have to drive, particularly during rush hour. So they want to add two lanes. They want to widen it from four to six lanes from 103rd to 151st streets. That costs money. $300 million is what it would cost. And basically, the city is saying this: we can wait a lot longer to get that done and come up with the money, or we can do it a lot sooner, but we're going to have to make that portion a toll road. Not just any kind of toll road, though.
People love toll roads.
Remember the last one that didn't pass in Missouri?
Yeah, right.
But not just any kind of toll road. What they want to do is that they would do, I guess, what other cities have done, which is take two of those six lanes, right? They're gonna add two, and they are going to take what generally is the two outer lanes, make those express lanes that you pay the toll for. So not all the lanes would be toll. Just two out of the six would become toll roads.
So instead of having like a high occupancy vehicle lane on the inside, you'd have the toll lane in there.
With the idea... First thing I said to John off the air is, well, aren't people just going to take the lanes that don't charge you?
Yeah.
Except that's what they're counting on is that in order to get through these toll stops faster, you would pay the toll.
And it's not even toll stops. They're planning on doing it electronically.
Right. These just automatic readers.
So if it notices your car, I mean, everybody who travels that road conceivably, I guess, would have to have some kind of a device, like a fast pass device or something like that. And if it notices you in that lane, in that toll lane, that's when it's going to start clipping you.
So the mayor said, if we don't do something unique and different like tolling, we may have to wait 10, 13, 14 years before we expand 69 Highway. Can we do that? He said, I don't think so.
That's a threat.
So here's what they're going to do, and here's how they're going to approach this. They're only going to do it if people want it, and I think it's going to be a tough sell because people hate toll roads, except that Kansas has them already. This is not as novel of an idea on the Kansas side as it is on the Missouri side.
The portion of I-70, just west of here.
Right. So after they're going to do a feasibility study. After that, Overland Park and KDOT will ask for community feedback about adding the toll lanes. And if stakeholders, which they don't define, but if stakeholders decide to move forward, they would do another study to determine rates, toll rates. Then KDOT would take the proposal to the Kansas Turnpike Authority for review, and eventually state lawmakers would have to sign off on it. So this is a lengthy process, but not as lengthy as waiting 13, 15 years to try to get that $300 million from somewhere. This could be done a lot faster than that. And so then toll revenue would be used to offset a portion of the cost, design, build, maintain the highway, that kind of thing. And they're basically saying it, we're not going to shove it down your throat. The reason you want to do it is so that we can get it done faster, so that you can get through this section of highway a lot faster.
Well, already we're getting texts in from people who say, you know what, we can wait. The change, you know, we can wait and it'll be fine. Thing is, though, I mean, the good news about that kind of expansion is that the land is already there. You don't have to eminent domain anything. You don't have to. All you have to do is build extra lanes. So, I mean, there's a little more improvement than that, but there's all kinds of problems with it already. The lanes shift in weird ways between 119th and 151st. All kinds of weirdness goes on there. I don't think it's just a matter of expanding the thing. You have to fix it.
Right. Right.
You know, you have to make it make sense from one end to the other.
And we're probably not talking about a big toll. You know, they don't mention toll rates, but generally toll rates are not that. And we're also not talking about that, 103rd to 151st. I don't know how many miles that is. We're not talking about that far, though.
Yeah, maybe three or four.
Right. So those tolls don't have to be that high. And again, this is me, not a math person or a traffic engineer telling you. But for the sake of argument, let's say 50 cents.
With the amount of traffic that's there. Yeah, you're right.
Right. You wouldn't, given how many people and given you're only going to be doing two lanes. So if they were really worried about it, they'd be doing every lane. You know, if they really... So they're just talking about doing the two lanes again with the idea that those middle lanes that aren't tolled are really going to back up because people don't want to pay it. Then people who are willing to pay it are just going to take those outer lanes and pay it anyway.
And what that's going to amount to is the people who pay the tolls are going to be commuters, period.
Right.
Because it's going to be morning drive and afternoon drive. Those are the only times when anybody's going to be in those toll lanes, because otherwise, why would you?
That's also when, and the story points out, those tolls would be higher during rush hour.
Of course.
Because you want to get through it faster.
Yeah.
You know, particularly in the morning, probably, when you need to get to work. My guess is that you could probably get away with it more when people have to get somewhere than in the afternoon when, you know, you don't have to get home by a certain time necessarily.
Yeah.
So for those of you that drive that route a little more than others, what do you think about the possibility of adding two lanes between 103rd and 151st and making two of those lanes toll lanes? 22980 or 5767798.
And does it make a difference to you that you can avoid it if you want to? That you can still right. travel that exact same stretch of road and stay out of the toll lanes? You might just have to deal with more traffic. And, you know, I'm not aware of this. They say in the article that this has happened in other places where they'll have toll lanes. I've never seen it before, but we already got a text from somebody who said, oh, yeah, they do this in Texas. It's great because you get to make the choice whether or not you want to pay the toll.
If that person can call 5767798, tell us more about that and how that works. Because, yeah, the story points out Dallas and Denver have it. So usually they say the far left lane is tolled and is priced at a higher rate during rush hour, and drivers would be encouraged to pay the toll in order to get faster speeds during the backups. You want to avoid that backup for the people that are too cheap, and so you're willing to pay just to get through it, and that's how they're going to raise their $300 million. They also don't talk about how long it would take to raise the $300 million. We don't know. You know, it would take 14 years without doing toll roads. I don't know how long it would take if they were to start. Again, not a traffic engineer. Let's say it takes a year to get this through the legislature. Okay, let's say I'm spitballing, but let's say it takes from now until the end of the year to get feedback from the public, to do their feasibility study, to do their study on traffic, on rates. And that's probably optimistic. I bet it takes longer than that. Let's say optimistically it gets to the legislature at this time next year. Okay. It's going to take another, you know, year or two, 4 or 5 years probably before we've got that built, but that's still faster than 14 or 15 years from now.
Much. And you don't have to pay the entire bill up front either. So as soon as the toll road goes in, as soon as the toll lanes go in, if they do, you can begin the construction.
Right.
You know, you can start on it right away. So, yeah, it makes sense to do it that way. I just think they're going to have a very much an uphill battle trying to get people to pay tolls to go on that street. And it doesn't help matters, although it may keep the tolls down, because I think in state roads that are toll roads, they're generally speaking lower tolls than our interstates that are toll roads.
Right, right. In Missouri, they reject toll roads at every turn. But in Kansas, again, you're a little more used to it, which is why I think they're saying, hey, you already have to do this for part of the Kansas Turnpike. We're only talking about 103rd to 151st Street here. So if you have had exposure to this, we'd love to know more about how that works. And what do you think, particularly if you drive that section of highway, what do you think about putting a toll there? And what would you pay to be able to get through? You're already dealing with traffic there. So what would you pay to get through that faster? We're talking about this story out of the Kansas City Star about a proposal. They're just looking at it right now to add two lanes to 69 Highway between 103rd Street and 151st Street. And it would cost about $300 million. So here's what they're saying. Either we can wait 15 years to do this, or we can speed up the process by putting in a toll lane between those two highways or between those two streets. Add two lanes, go ahead and do it, but make those two lanes toll roads. That would raise the money a lot faster, and then we could get this done a lot faster. There's a lengthy process to come. They're going to get feedback. They got to look at rates, what they have not talked about yet. And state lawmakers would have to sign off on it. What they would do is only make two of the six lanes, basically the two lanes they would add, two of them, these express toll lanes, with the idea that you just wouldn't want to wait in the middle with everybody else who don't want to pay it, and you'd pay the money just to get through it faster. And so they've done this in Denver and in Dallas and some other cities, and we've got a couple of people on the line who have gone through this before. If you travel that stretch of highway a lot, would you pay a toll to get through it faster. 576-7798 or 22980.
And conversely, would you sit there with everybody else and not pay the toll just because I don't want the money coming out of my pocket? Off to Kansas City, where Mike is standing by. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I go to Dallas once in a while, and it works out pretty good if I don't do it because I'm a semi and I'm through there too early. But if honestly, it will save you almost 15, 20 minutes on your morning after commute if you do those lanes on those for those cars.
So rather than sit there with everybody else, you get into the toll lane and just deal with it. Do you know how much the toll is? How much do they clip you?
I really don't know because I'm always in a semi, but I think it's only like 50 cents a time you go.
Right.
And that's in Dallas, and it's also in Florida on a lot of things, and it saves them. Probably saves people a good 10, 15 minutes. I know in Dallas it saves you some time because you're literally sitting there and not moving.
Gotcha. All right, Mike, thanks. Yeah, and I mean, that's one of those things that you do that every day, though. That starts to add up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you're talking about $2.50 a week. Do the math and extrapolate that out over a year. And is it worth it to you to just be able to skip by the traffic? Dwight in Kansas City is up next. Hey, Dwight.
I traveled OPK a lot. But we were in Miami at the Super Bowl. And when you landed at the airport, and if you were staying north of Fort Lauderdale, the fast lane, the speed lanes there were two of them, and I have to tell you, it was complete gridlock in the four lanes, but in the two lanes, I mean, every car in the two lane was doing 90-plus miles an hour.
That's Miami, all right.
Yeah, and I mean, it was great, because what would have taken us over an hour to commute took us 20 minutes.
Do you have to, how do you do, I mean, did you rent a car when you were down there?
I did rent a car, but it had a sticker on it. And it was $25 in Miami. If that was the fine, if you didn't have a sticker on there and you were in the speed lane,
if they caught you, okay.
I don't know what it cost, but I would have paid $25 each trip. To save a half an hour, I really would have.
Yes,
I wish we had it on I-70 to St. Louis, because it was just the other four lanes were truly packed, bumper to bumper. And we were doing 90 miles an hour.
But they weren't that heavily traveled? I mean, in terms of the speed lanes, they were moving at speed. They didn't get congested.
Oh, gosh, no. I mean, they were never congested. And if you wanted to go 150, you could. I mean, because those cars don't wait on you. They go.
All right. See, that's the thing I was kind of curious about, is how many people decide to go ahead and pay the toll, but not enough to keep it congested. Off to Overland Park next. Hello, Steven.
Yeah, how you doing?
Not bad. All right. Well, you're right here in the epicenter of this, so tell us about it.
Yeah, I use the 69 highway, exactly what you're talking about, every single day. And for me, I don't care as long as there's an express lane, like they do in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You pay a monthly fee, and you can go in and out of that toll all day long. That's fun. I would be okay with that. But if I have to stop constantly to pay, you know, in my delivery truck, I would hate that, personally. I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, and that's not what they're doing. They're talking about doing it the first way. So, yeah, you'd much rather have it go in that. So you would pay the money to have the privilege of getting into that extra lane?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like monthly, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Steven, thanks.
Okay, a couple of you were asking about alternate solutions, like raising the gas tax in Johnson County to pay for it. That way... Yes, I understand your point. That way, everybody pays for it, not just people using the road. I think the argument for the toll road is that it's only people who use it that pay the higher tax.
Have to pay for it, yeah. That's just a philosophy thing. You know, it's how do you want to spread the money out?
I don't see how gas tax increases tend to not do real well around here. I don't see how a gas tax increase is going to pass. That would have to be passed, I think, right? That's a ballot initiative that people would have to approve, and I just don't see how, at least with a toll road, it is only this stretch of road that you are going to pay more to travel. So, and some of you were wondering about how, basically, how doing the toll road gets it done faster. That if you're basically, yes, you're, what I assume is that you are telling a bank, you know, you are going to have this money that is coming in.
We're
going to
raise this much.
Right. And then this story doesn't tell me how much the toll roads are going to make, you know, and what they would charge and how much faster they think that money would come in. It also would pay for maintenance. You know, I mean, toll roads, you know, once you also don't have to have the toll in place forever if you don't want to. I mean, you could always drop it after you have the money.
we've seen that happen before, though. They never get rid of the toll. It never comes down.
No, but again, it's not that unusual in Kansas. It's foreign to Missouri drivers, but in Kansas, it's not that unusual.
When if you don't see it, if you don't feel it coming out of your pocket the way you do on I-70, where you, I know they have the fast pass lanes there as well, but if you have to stop and pay the toll, like he was saying, if you feel it come out of your pocket every time you use it, that's different. If they're talking about this where it doesn't even clip you per trip into those lanes, you just pay at the beginning of the month and you can go in there as often as you want. I can see people absolutely going for that.
That's a good point. As opposed to making you stop and go through those lanes, what if they just, because there's also the argument, put it on every lane instead of just putting it on the two outer lanes. Reduce the toll, make it automatic, you know, and everybody pays it, but you reduce it, but then everybody has to pay it. That way it opens up all six lanes equally.
So you'd have to have some kind of special sticker or something. If you ever decide to travel that stretch of road, you're going to have to buy your sticker at the beginning of the month.
Just like any other state does.
Yeah.
I mean, you know this from living near St. Louis. I know it from living near Chicago. You just have the iPass, and it's just this little electronic thing that goes in the front of your window, and you just know that if you're driving on 395 or whatever it is, that's toll road. And if you don't have one of those and you go through it, it charges your license plate. And you get it in the mail.
Yeah. Except I didn't once. I made that mistake near Chicago one time and they never caught up with
it. Or you can go online and pay it.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
I've gotten charged in the mail.
Have you really?
Seattle. Seattle does it. It's one of the only times that I have fought a ticket that I have gotten. But there's a section of Seattle, I think it's a bridge, that I didn't know was toll, or I missed it, or I'm sure it was posted, but I didn't see it. And I was in a rental car, and about 6 months later, there was a $100 charge on my credit card. I'm like, what is that? It was that toll because I had gone through it.
So the rental car company snagged you.
It just took them a while. They reduced it to $50, though, which I appreciated.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
All right, we can get James on the line here.
Let's
before we go
do
to
it. All right. Well, hello, James.
How are y'all doing today?
Great. What's up?
Hey, interesting about the toll lanes on 69 Highway. I just spent the last 15 years living in Texas. And from North Dallas all the way through, they took the center portion of the highway and added two toll lanes.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about, exactly.
Right. The thing I like how they did it down there, in the morning, traffic usually flows heavy in one direction. Both those toll lanes would travel that direction.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, in the evening, they would switch it. Everything that was flowing the opposite direction was heavy would flow that way. They limited the access points where you could get on and off, so you would hop in that toll lane and go for 4 or 5 miles, and you just had to know where to get out and to access your exit where you wanted to be. But it was fantastic. It saved me probably 40 to 50 hours a year sitting in a car by using those toll lanes.
And you figure, you know, the extra gas that you're burning by just sitting there idling, you know, that's going to cost you some money too. Sure.
Exactly. And if I'm sitting, I'd rather be sitting at home on the couch than sitting in the car in bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Attaboy. All right. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Have a good one. That's great. Mm-hmm. The idea of taking both lanes and putting them in one direction during rush hour. The whole express lane thing, big time. If they can pull that off, that'll be impressive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.